What line would you like to play for today?
I'm going to win today for line 5.
All right. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Galvin's playing for you. Please hold. What's the streak situation, Spanish?
The streak right now, Michael, you are right in the middle of a hot streak with 2 victories.
Woo!
Yeah. So keep it alive.
What line would you like to disappoint this morning?
Line 1, please.
Good morning. Who is this?
Hi, this is Patrick.
Hi, Patrick. Spanish is playing for you. Please hold. I'll take line 2. Good morning. Hello.
Yes, calling for the Sporkle.
What is your name, sir?
Alan.
Alan, I'm playing for you. Please hold. Carmen is the keeper of Sporkle. Joseph Pap McGuire, who I don't know after seeing you with your girlfriend at my house on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I have any idea how you think that you're going to go on this cruise and not
yeah.
be with her.
What?
Carmen.
I told you.
What?
You were like 2 peas in a pod.
I mean, yeah. like you guys never left the kitchen.
Couples table.
Never left each other's side.
I
understand you and my brother made plans to sit together.
Like you guys were sitting there like eating together.
Feeding each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking
hooking
water.
Your arms when you drank your wine.
We started at one end of a taco and ended in the middle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We found the most expensive bottle of wine of your. Well, I don't know that you know it's gone yet, but you know, we were texting in the back.
I don't. My favorite, Galvin, I don't even know if you saw this. Joey is trying to open a bottle of wine with a corkscrew that I have.
Oh, my! That thing is ridiculous.
Ridiculously bad?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I tell you why? Because I think it's missing a piece.
Okay, yeah.
So all I use it as is a corkscrew. Everybody's like trying to figure out how I just screw it in, pull the cork out.
Yeah. But then you can't get the cork off of it.
Okay, you can. But the problem, off of the thing. Yeah, that's
because
pretty
the thing is.
So Joey, though, is struggling with it in my kitchen. And he's like, Michael, I don't know how to use this. So I go over and I'm like trying to jam it in there. And I'm like, I don't know. And I go, Joey, you didn't take the aluminum foil paper off the side. That's why you can't pull it out. So I go to take the foil off. And it's also a screw-off cap. There's no cork in there. You can't remove a cork if it doesn't exist.
Wasted.
The best. The best.
So I'm going to miss you at dinner is what I'm saying.
We're all going to miss you.
Well, come on. But no big boy table.
It's okay. We'll split a bottle of wine now.
Yeah. You're seated at the big boy table right now.
Okay.
Alone.
All right.
Good luck.
That's exactly what I thought that's what the deal was.
Okay. You want to still maintain that?
It's gonna be so awkward.
Well, I mean, isn't that what it should be?
She's at a table with Hoppy and the guy who won Drunkest Passenger last year. She'll be fine.
No, she's not.
I don't know whose table anybody's at. I make jokes. You're at the table with the drunkest listener.
Do
you know why?
You are the drunkest.
All right, here we go. What do we got?
Okay, today we're going to play. Can you name the 5-letter words that all have H right in the middle?
Oh, hello. Sorry.
That scared me.
Are we done? We're not going to play? Okay. First one. Dislike intensely.
Abhor.
Yes, Mike Kelta. I like that. Gesundheit procedure. Gesundheit.
Achoo.
Yes. Galvin. Rose garden pest. Rose garden pest. Aphid. Pale or wane?
Wane. Oh, damn it.
What is it?
Pale or wane? W-A-N. Pale or wane? Ashen?
Oh. These are fancy words.
Yes, they are. 3 letters, H in the middle. One of the 3 musketeers.
Athos.
Yes, Mike Kelta.
5-letter words, H in the middle.
What did I say?
3.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like,
well,
oh
I was
my brain.
This is going to be hard.
Oh, my God.
H is the 3rd one in the middle. Blah, 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 blah. George M., who wrote Yankee Doodle Dandy. George M. Cohen. Old 19th century anesthetic. Ether.
Good stuff.
Set of guiding beliefs. Set of guiding beliefs. Ethos. Architect Frank, who designed the Guggenheim, in Bilbao.
Right.
Right.
Wrote.
Gary. G-E-H-R-Y. I don't know how. The blood of the Greek gods.
Athos.
Pathos.
The blood of the Greek gods. Ichor.
Don't say it like you've heard of it before.
I have. I went to dictionary.com.
Right.
I did. That's how you pronounce it. A crusade based on beliefs or something religious.
Jihad.
Or sometimes, yes, Galvin. Sometimes religious duty. Lindsay from Mean Girls. Galvin.
She got all her face lit up.
Well, I just knew that someone was going to get it. I was excited for you guys to get points. We're halfway there.
Oh, the score right now, I am in last with 0. Michael is in second with 2. Galvin, you are leading by 1 with a total of 3.
One who performs the Jewish ritual circumcision.
Rabbi.
Moyle. What'd you say?
Moyle.
Yes, Galvin. Earthy pigment. Earthy pigment. Osher? Osher?
Ursher. It's pronounced Ursher.
No, that's not.
What?
The Bolin girl? The blank Bolin girl.
Ashen.
The other Bolin girl. An interjection or disbelief or irritation. An interjection of disbelief or irritation.
What is that? Spell it. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Okay. Really? Theater employee who seats you.
Usher.
Yes.
Usher.
Large game fish.
Large game fish?
Large game
Wahoo?
Fish. Wahoo. Yes, Galvin. And we're on the last 3.
I'm in last with 0 still. Michael, you are still in second with 3. Galvin, you are leading by 2 with a total of 5.
Okay.
Three for you.
Addicts program.
Rehab.
Mike Kelta. Chowderhead or jerk. Schmo.
What
schmo,
is
huh?
Schmo.
And the last one. Mike, you need this to tie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Lake near Reno or Chevy Tahoe.
Tahoe.
Galvin.
Final score. I was in last with 0. Michael, you were in second with 4. Galvin, you.
Streak breaker.
Twice you broke my three streaks.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sorry.
You just
Michael.
Got your streak broke.
I was doing so good.
Yeah.
It's all right. What are the year totals?
The year totals, I am in last with 27 wins for the year. Galvin in second with 59 wins for the year. Michael, you are leading with 68 wins for the year.
Oh, man. Climbing back up, though.
Yeah, it is.
Still have time. Still have time.
Ooh, smallest gap.
Definitely W's.
All right, well, no.
No,
you now said it. I'm going to do it.
It's impossible.
So what do you think, Joe? What's going to happen on the cruise?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Why don't you just room with him? You know you want to.
No, I don't.
Give Spanish his space because now he's single, so now he can bang, bang, bang.
This is a perfect this is perfect for you. You should not be complaining about this situation.
I'm going to miss my friend, is what I'm saying. I'm going to miss my friend.
It's usually a time for camaraderie.
Yeah.
No, and we hang out in my room.
Yes. No,
she's
thank
now you
she's
can't come in.
Bingo and looking at going. That's what she's doing. She's got her own deal.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
what
believe
I said
that.
What the deal was.
I don't believe that at all.
You don't believe that?
I think it's going to, like Galvin said, it's going to last for the first day. And then after.
I don't even think that.
After the first day, she's
going to
be like,
are you going to the ship with her?
Yes.
So what are you going to do? Go to the ship and be like, see you Thursday.
Bye.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, when I go to my room, I'm going to my room. I'll see you sometime later.
No way.
You don't think that's going to work?
Nope. No. You're going to be like, I'm going to go put this in my room, put your suitcase in your room. I'm going to go sit in the room in Spanish for a little while.
What room are you in? Let me see how far we are together.
Hi, Diane. This is Joe from Bone TV. Can you put me and Melissa across the room from each other? Oh, I see how you operate.
And then you see each other at the mustard station, and then it's like, okay, babe, let's go get a drink. Oh, wait, it's dinner time? Okay, let's go to dinner.
No, that sounds horrible. What? No.
Will she be riding on your dinghy? The small boat that you have.
Yes. I just hope she doesn't stumble into our room all wasted one night and confuse me for Joe.
Oh,
yeah.
You
hope she doesn't. Because we're
the same size. Mm-hmm.
It's not. That's not comfortable.
I hope she didn't stumble in my room and confuse me for a bed.
Oh, no.
Lay right on top of me. I hug her back.
Aww,
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. No, I already see the writing on the wall. Yeah.
This is a work cruise. Mm. She is going and having a vacation.
Clearly, it's a work cruise because my wife. Oh, my wife's not going. Just saying.